Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting second. The right fielder, Wayne Cummer. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim French. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive towards short. Brinkman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. French settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from French and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Cummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Melton. Cummer reaches second base with a double. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cummer. The throw from Hairmon and he is safe. Cummer steals third. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cummer scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez bunts towards third. O'Brien picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on O'Brien. Reichardt goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Senators. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stroud for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman takes first base on ball four. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herman moves to second. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. John reaches second base with a double. Herman scores. Knoop goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 2, Senators, 2. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards the mound. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is called out on strikes. One out. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Cummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cummer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Knoop scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Howard is hit by the pitch. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard scoops it up and throws to first, with Coleman covering, for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Noop hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-1 in the game. Stroud hits a line drive into center field. Berry picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Berry. Stroud moves to second. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullen takes first base on ball 4. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins fields it and throws to second for the out. Stroud moves to third. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. John strikes out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Cummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cummer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brinkman moves to second. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brinkman scores. Howard moves to third. It's 3-2, Senators. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard scores. Reichardt moves to second. It's 4-2, Senators. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John juggles the ball. That's an error on John. Reichardt scores. Rodriguez moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Senators. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. May hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 2 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats French for the out. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hermann is hit by the pitch. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hermann moves to second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knoop is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Tommy John. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Cummer fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Cummer. Hermann scores. Berry goes all the way around to score. McCraw moves to third. It's 5-4, Senators. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCraw scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 5, Senators, 5. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Lee Stang now pitching. Lee May pinch hits for Wayne Cummer. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reichardt moves to second. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee May now playing right field. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Hopkins bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 1 out. Dwayne Josephson pinch hits for Ed Hairman. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Melton moves to second. Horacio Pena now pitching. Del Unser now playing right field. Lee May now playing left field. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson now catching. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cullen hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-3 in the game. French hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Unser for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Noop strikes out. 1 out. Walt Williams pinch hits for Lee Stang. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is hit by the pitch. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-4 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Josephson for a passed ball. Brinkman moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. 1 out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Howard is walked intentionally. Mike Epstein pinch hits for Horacio Pena. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Gratzenda now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Melton is walked intentionally. Aussie Blanco pinch hits for Gale Hopkins. Aussie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Blanco now playing first base. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stroud hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cullen is hit by the pitch. Stroud moves to second. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-4 in the game. French bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stroud scores. Cullen moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.